Hey there, and welcome to Spoken Jays. I am Jay.
I'm JB.
And we're here to make up for a drunken mistake.
Hey.
The best kind of mistake.
That was one night, and, you know, you liked it.
I had fun, I think. I remember some of it. So, anyway, we're talking about the long-awaited Game of Thrones
episode.
Lost Game of Thrones. Yeah, see, here's what happened. We had one episode posted that was about, 45 minutes?
Mm-mm. No, it went a good full hour, yeah.
Okay, so about an hour. But we actually recorded about 3 hours and 45 minutes. And 2 hours and 45 minutes of that was drunken stammering. And some really good Christopher Walken impressions, I think, too. So.
Christopher Walken, we can do that, too.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
From the darkness, I watch you, okay? All of your lives.
And Smeagol, yeah.
From the darkness, I watch us all of you. All of your lives, my precious. With a thousand eyes. We hate it.
So we decided, you know, since we screwed that up so bad and, you know, you guys really didn't get the full
Game of Thrones?
Yeah, of our Thrones, the game.
Yeah.
Did I say that wrong? Probably. Anyway, we decided to redo this whole thing and with... What is that?
Just keep talking.
Oh, okay. So we decided to redo the whole thing.
Shame!
Yeah, somebody should go
Shame.
Behind us.
Shame!
I'm going to take my clothes off right now.
Need a body double.
Yeah.
Because that wasn't really her.
Yeah, that wasn't her. So we're going to redo the episode with a very special guest.
Who you've already heard.
Who you've already heard because he's been talking because he didn't shut up like I told him to.
You never told me to shut up.
It's true, I didn't. All the way from Bavaria.
Yeah.
My little brother.
Hello.
Cody.
Cody. I don't have a cool name. It's Cody.
It's just Co-Dizzle.
I'm Jay, I'm JB, and Cody. It doesn't even work. This is the worst.
It's okay. You're not normally on the show, so.
No, I'm happy to be here. I love the show. I listen to it all the time when I was away, and it's nice to have a nerd outlet to go to, because I don't have one.
It was your little glimpse back home, you know?
It was. Every time I listened to it, I felt like I was hanging out again like we used to do since forever.
Yeah. You
just shoot the shit and nerd out, like on your front porch at May Apple.
Ooh.
I mean, those were long nights.
So that you're not missing out on the routine here.
Sorry.
Make sure I get my
ready?
Notes.
Let's make it right.
Oh, jeez.
Skunky beer!
Indeed.
Oh, there we go. And actually, these guys are drinking skunky beer, but I am drinking... All the way from Germany. In Das Boot, no less.
Yes, Das Boot.
What is this beer called, Cody?
This is a special beer from a city in Bavaria called Bamberg, and they've been brewing it, I think, since like 1605. It's called Rauchbier. As you know, German is not a romantic language. It's very guttural
everything
and throaty.
Sounds angry. It sounds angry.
Yeah, so Rauchbier is a specialty beer only made in Bamberg, in Bavaria. It's a smoked beer. It tastes like bacon. I'm sure you've been sampling it.
It smells like firewood.
Oh, it's man's beer.
Yeah, it is.
Very apropos that we're going to talk about Game of Thrones and you were having like a
I'm
dark,
having a man's...
Just a man's dark
grog.
Beer.
Yeah.
Not really, but...
I'm having a bootful.
There it is.
it's really good. It tastes like when you're at a campfire.
It's like you're drinking the fire.
Like
just
I'm drinking
face first
the
into the fire.
Yeah, and, I've put my face... in the fire. People are pulling me out because they're like, dumb drunk Jason put his face in the fire again, and that's what it smells like.
Nice.
Yes, nice. Indeed.
Was that...
That's pretty... Yeah, yeah. Okay. I have the great mental image here.
Yeah. All right.
Mostly of your beard on fire.
My beard is majestic.
And right now, I agree with you.
Yeah.
It looks like...
It's gotten to the point where I turn my head left and right, it touches the collar of my shirt.
Nice.
And it goes...
Now, are you going to try to get it down to your terminal length? Like, what is your terminal length? Do you even know?
I don't know. I've never grown it that far, so I have
no better time than
right now. Right now, it's bushy, and a lot of my grays are showing, so.
That's character.
Yeah.
George Clooney has a gray beard, so.
I like the way he thinks.
That's it.
That's my little brother. I love him.
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
So let's talk about Game of Thrones.
Oh, please.
Do we want to start at said beginning? Or
I mean, however you guys want to do it. This is your show. We want to start from
let's
season
talk about
one.
Current affairs, damn it.
Okay.
I can agree with that, yeah. The season just, I think last time you guys had it, the season hadn't wrapped yet.
The season was just about to end, right?
No.
Or was it just about to start?
I don't even know if it started.
Yeah. Okay, so the final season was just about to start, and we got really wasted.
Yeah.
And do we have to say spoiler alert? Everyone should be caught up by now.
I would hope not.
If you're not caught up, then you're not a fan.
Then you shouldn't be listening to this anyway.
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. So let's just go with it.
So Jon Snow! Has kicked the bucket.
He kicked the bucket.
Yeah, that was definitely the biggest thing.
He took one...
For the watch. For the watch.
Well, he took like 30 for the watch.
But. Oh, yeah. They Caesar'd his ass.
They really did. Except that they did it to his face. Because Caesar was, in the back.
Yeah.
Splitting hairs now. 6-year-old bastard.
I know. How fucked up is that? He's like, help me. And he says, ha ha, for the watch.
Yeah.
What a prick.
Yeah, what a prick.
I
like Jon Snow. Prick. I mean, it's just the way that he said winter is coming.
Winter is coming. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
I worked on it.
So, while we're on this subject, and I think it's a good place to start, because it's looking back and looking forward at the same time, they recently had an in memoriam sale on HBO.com. Did you guys hear about this?
Mm-mm.
No.
In memoriam sale, where they were selling reduced prices on all of the characters from the show's items who have died.
That have died. Yeah. Okay, now I remember hearing about this.
Kit Harington did not have any items.
No, they've already seen him on set.
Sale.
Yeah, he was on set in Belfast.
Yeah, for season 6.
Yeah.
In the book, because, I'm very much a book loyalist, love the show as well, but in the book, it never really alludes to, he dies. And if you read the books, you guys out there who read them, everybody's coming back to life in the books.
Well,
everybody dies, but everybody's coming back to life at the same time.
The White Walker stuff and
White Walkers.
Guy who's got the zombie thing going on.
Yeah, White Walkers, Sir Robert Strong, who we all can, assume who that is.
Yeah,
it's the mountain.
Yeah.
Hafthor Björnsson, who's an Icelandic strongman, I think.
Yeah, he's a Viking.
Did not think he was that big when he was in season 4 when he fought the Viper.
Mm-hmm.
I did not think he was that big until I looked this dude up, and he is fucking massive.
He's seven feet tall,
400 pounds.
They didn't use any camera tricks.
No, that is him.
He is huge.
So massive, and it's funny you call him a Viking.
Mountain.
Yeah. Funny you call him a Viking. He breaks, Viking records in his homeland of Iceland.
Yeah.
I think recently the big one he did is he carried a 1,400-pound, 30-foot-long, ship's mast on his back for 5 steps unassisted. And that was, 1,000-year-old Viking record.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Right?
He's a beast.
5 steps.
He's a beast, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
But, I think Jon Snow will be back.
In the boot.
Yeah.
I felt
will
it.
Be back. He will definitely be back.
It resonated on the screen as well.
Yeah. Well, you saw in the show that Melisandre made her way back from being with Stannis. She made it back to the wall.
As soon as I saw the Red Lady come into the keep, I was like, all right, something's about to happen.
And that's how they allude to it too in the book, because in the book Melisandre never left Jon Snow. When Stannis rolled off to go try to take Winterfell, she stayed there with him the whole time.
I think because she knew.
She felt it in her Valyrian steel.
She knows everything, and Jon Snow knows nothing, apparently. So, I mean, those were obviously the biggest things, with Jon Snow getting waxed.
Yep.
Cersei. Stannis.
Stannis getting waxed. I didn't see that coming until, they actually showed up for the battle.
Mm-hmm. Or did he?
Oh, he got waxed.
Jables makes a good point.
They never really show it on film, so... It didn't really happen.
Yeah, but didn't she
they
swing
show,
it?
Like, they show Brienne of Tarth there, and they're talking their heads off. She's monologuing. He's kind of ready to take his comeuppance, but they never really show, the final stroke.
Yeah, I mean...
She pulled back, and then they cut, right?
Brienne of Tarth, and, really, she's looking for a fight. Look at what she did to the fucking Hound. And he's just sitting there pretty much dead on his own, so what the...
Yeah, and he didn't show up at all in Season 5, so did he, in fact, die at the end of Season 4, or...
Stannis?
No.
Oh, the Hound.
Yeah, the Hound. She left him bloodied and beaten in the valley, and so did Arya.
Yeah.
You know? So
well, he fell off a mountain when she was fighting him.
Well, yeah,
that's,
yeah, yeah. That's what she did there. No, so I mean, he never shows up in season 5. You never really see him die.
Yeah, they never really say anything.
So
there's a whole lot of leftover stuff. Oh, yeah. See, oh, yeah. I don't think about this when I'm watching it. I think about it when I talk about it.
It's true.
Yeah. And when I'm at home watching Game of Thrones by myself, I don't talk to myself about it. So
that is unfortunate.
So there's that.
Sometimes.
But yeah, my favorite thing to watch recently, of course, the internet blew up when Jon Snow was waxed, was everybody's reaction. That was the best thing to watch.
Yeah.
I wish I would have filmed Sarah while we were watching it together, because I knew it was going to happen, because that's the biggest thing that happens at the end of
I threw an empty beer can at my TV.
Yeah, like, that's the biggest thing that happens at the end of Book 5, A Feast of Crows, is Jon Snow gets waxed. So,
yeah.
That kind of makes me wonder where they're going to go Season 6, because obviously the sixth book...
book hasn't been written yet.
It's not been written.
And, well, I mean, the showrunners did, you know, like, in the middle of Season 5, in the middle of filming Season 5, they were like, you know, we're kind of going off on our own now.
Well, yeah, I mean, they gotta make it their own artistic thing. Yeah. I mean, that's
I mean,
why
they've
I'm
added some stuff here and there. You know, people died who shouldn't have, and people lived that shouldn't have. You know, yeah. I mean,
they just gotta learn to separate the book.
You gotta
from
make
the
it
show.
Your own. They're doing a cover of a book. They gotta make
pretty
it
pretty much.
Own.
Yes,
right.
I don't know anything about making covers at all.
Yeah, we do.
Just do it, kids.
Ooh, a little foreshadowing
but
there.
They've heard our first attempt.
Oh,
covers,
I know.
So.
But it's the same thing with me and Mo. Producer Mo was sitting there.
Hi, Producer Mo.
Hi.
Producer Mo was sitting there.
Always here, always vigilant.
And she's just completely awestruck. And I'm like, I'm half smiling, half wondering what the fuck's going on. And I look over, and she's just heartbroken.
Speechless. Is that possible?
Staring blankly at the television, jaw dropped. And I'm like, I want to reach over and, like, you know, give her a pat on the back or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, snap the fuck out of it.
You were doing like a pat on the nuts.
Well, I was gonna, yeah, like, you know.
Right, okay.
I didn't know how to describe. Yeah, whatever.
But, you know, there's been deaths.
It's hard to coddle someone when a fictional character dies. It's like, oh, it's okay.
When
you're
talking about
real.
Well, someone had to coddle me when Dumbledore died, so you shut the fuck up, okay?
No, yeah. He died.
On page 496.
Spoiler.
Spoiler alert, yeah, for all you guys out there.
No, but like, you know, when you're watching the show, there are deaths that have happened in the show that, you know, either you're one way or the other with them. Either you're like,
ah!
Throwing shit at the screen, or you're more like, eh! You know, like I did with Joffrey, because he was a bitch and needed to die.
Yeah.
At the purple wedding.
Yeah.
But at the red wedding, I screamed. I almost cried. I'll admit it. I yelled.
You're a big girl.
Thank you, Mo. Thank you, Mo, for patting my back. No, I did. Because, you know, like, as you're watching the Red Wedding, right? They're in the Freys, Two Towers or whatever, the twins in it, called the twins.
Who's that?
Walder Frey's castle thing. They're called the
twins. Yeah, the twins.
No. Is it the twins?
Yeah, they're called the twins.
The twins, okay. Because one tower's on one side of the water and then...
With a bridge going between the two.
Oh, that's right.
So that son of a bitch. Probably my least favorite character in
my least favorite character.
And show.
You know, I kind of... He was... he was shady anyway.
Harry Potter reference, everybody.
Yeah, I got that. He was shady anyway, right? I mean...
Super
creepy. As soon as they walked in...
He
to
was
the
like,
twins. I was
like,
students out of bed! Students out of bed!
I'm sorry, I'm done.
You're not supposed to be in here. Yeah, but no, you know, everybody walks in there, and he automatically looks like a D-bag, right?
Oh,
I mean, just the way he's acting, and they're trying to pay penance to him. They're like, you know, I really didn't want to marry your daughter in the first place. I married this hot chick instead because she fucks. I'm just turning it into the vernacular,
right? Yeah, yeah.
That's basically what he said.
Well, I think he actually fell in love.
I'm sure he did.
Fucks like a queen.
She fucks like
so
a queen.
So obviously we're jumping around. We're going to very significant moments. We could go like around the table here. Like, what is the most significant moment, in your guys' opinion, in Game of Thrones, this series, through 5 seasons? Producer Mo, you're in on it too. We got a roto. What do you guys think? Like,
I think...
jaw-dropping moment, like...
Khaleesi with the slave drivers.
Okay.
Like when
pinning him up, like
yeah. No, like when she's handing over the dragon and they're walking away, and she just throws Valyrian
okay,
at him.
Yeah.
And everybody's on fire. I'm like, ah, that dirty bitch.
Right, I made you believe she was going to sell off one of her
guys. I was thinking, like, all right, she's laying down, and then she fucking turns the tables. I'm like, yeah, get that shit, Khaleesi. All
right. That's a good one.
For me, what about you?
Oh, yeah.
It's all the way back to season one when Ned Stark got killed. Because it was just, you think that he's going to last. Yeah, this guy is going to rule and he's going to win everything. Damn, he just died.
I didn't think he was going to last at all because it's Sean Bean.
It is true. Sean Bean. People that don't know, you guys should look up the Sean Bean death reel on YouTube.
He dies in everything. Actually, there was a TV show that he recently did. And he didn't die in the TV show.
Surprising.
Yeah. But yet. I think the TV show died, so technically Sean Bean died.
Sean Bean died, yeah.
Yeah. Did he die in National Treasure?
He got carted off to jail.
No, he drowned.
No, that was National Treasure 2. That was Ed Harris.
Oh yeah, Ed Harris did drown. I like Ed Harris.
No, Sean Bean just got carted off to jail at the end.
How about you?
Oh, most jaw-dropping moment. I mean, the Ned Stark one is top because that was before I started reading the books. I was watching the show, and I was like, yeah.
He gets taken out by his own sword.
But by ice.
Right.
Well, you're never going to think, like, the main protagonist of a show is going to get killed. Like, this is the guy. There's no way he's going to die, and then you're just, holy shit. I guess I can't do, like, an exasperated stare on a radio show.
No, you can't.
Nobody can see this.
Nobody
that
can
was
see
my exasperated stare, everybody.
Nobody can see the deadpan stare.
Nope.
We should take a picture of that and put it as the... All right, yeah, do your deadpan stare. All right, get on the other side of the mic here.
Perfect.
Okay, I stared at the microphone a long time.
So this is going to be the silence for the show.
But that was obviously one of the most shocking ones, mainly because I hadn't started reading the books yet.
Yeah.
I jumped on them quickly after the first season. I even read the first book, because, I mean, you know, the show and anything is never as good as the book. So read all that. I'd have to say the most shocking moment was the reading was... It's a tie between the Red Wedding and the Red Viper almost defeating the Mountain. Because in the book, you are led to believe he is going to beat the Mountain.
Well, even in the
and
show.
Tyrion, they did a really good job in the show. You're thinking, wow, Tyrion's about to get away with this again. It's obviously the second time he's had someone champion him in a trial by combat. First time being Bronn of the Blackwater at the Vale. And then this time, and you think he's going to get away, but then that fucking dickhead, Red Viper, needed the Mountain to say
running
it.
Running his mouth.
Fucking monologuing, running his mouth, and obviously gets his head squished.
Yeah, when he started monologuing, I was like, yeah, he's going to die.
But the Red Wedding was a top, is up there too.
Yeah.
I mean, because that was brutal stuff, and that's a rare time when it was much more brutal in the show than reading it.
Yeah.
It was a brutal way, like in the show, Ned Stark's wife, I can't think of her name. Rob Stark's wife. I can't remember her name off the top of my head.
I can't remember her name.
But she wasn't pregnant in the book.
No.
It never really came out. She wasn't at the Red Wedding, so she wasn't even there. Yeah, and then obviously in the book, she's pregnant. She's having this moment with Rob where she's like, I want to name him Ned. Mm. Wouldn't you like to see little Ned learning to ride horses? And everybody had that moment. Everybody had that little teary-eyed moment. Like, little Ned,
and
of course,
throats start getting cut.
Yeah, and then just shit breaks out, and he's obviously a character that George R. R. Martin made everyone love.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he does. Yeah, who didn't like Robb Stark?
I like
his whole thing, and then just
he was the King of the North.
Yeah, and the King of the North, and then Georgia ices him.
Yep,
it's terrible.
And what about you, JB?
You know, here's the thing for me.
Oh God.
Well, okay,
I didn't watch.
The entire series on the way through as they aired. So when I started watching, it was a couple of seasons in, and people had already spoiled a lot for me.
Oh, yeah.
So a lot of those great big shockers, like the Red Wedding, and then start getting his head lobbed off, and...
The Purple Wedding.
You know, they had zero effect on me. So really, we're talking about the last two seasons worth of Game of Thrones that I've been watching consistently.
Mm-hmm.
And I gotta go with the head popping. That was the one moment that I was like,
No. Yeah. Yeah. That was pretty bad.
I was traumatized.
Now, the ones that made us laugh. Okay. Joffrey. Yeah.
Everybody loved when Joffrey got it. I mean, how can you not? I mean,
Tywin on the toilet?
Yeah.
That was good. What was the other one?
Talking about like a gratifying moment where
when the whole thing with Cersei happened.
I was just going to say the walk of shame.
I felt really good at first, and then when she was getting to the end, I was like, oh, I need this to And so that was a painfully
long scene. It is in the book as well, but it was painfully long.
Well, and it's supposed to be like something like 15, 20 miles or something like that.
She walks from the Sept all the way to like the Red Keep. Like,
yeah.
All the way across the city through Poor Town, through everywhere.
Yeah.
And I mean, by the end, and she's covered in shit and she had spit on.
Yeah.
All the other bodily fluids and blood and
everything. Yeah. Just all the grossness. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. And then shame. The ding, ding, ding. Yeah. Shame. That I honestly, I'd laugh.
That tapped it off.
Yeah, I kind of laughed a little bit, but then it got painfully long, and I was like, okay, this needs to be over.
Theon Greyjoy, when he got his sausage removed.
Oh.
I don't know if that was gratifying for me.
Ramsay Snow.
Eating a sausage.
Well, it's not yours.
That is sadistic, like a motherfucker. Well, that whole exchange kind of made me giggle. I mean, it made me feel bad for Theon Greyjoy, kind of, even though I knew what he had done. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it kind of made me feel bad for him, but it was also gratifying at the same time. So that was kind of a both. But it was terrifying to watch him get tortured.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, led to believe he could escape, and then tortured some more.
And then it was definitely the worst kind of torture. The whole thing that happened.
even by the end, even by now,
you're like, yeah, he deserved it for what he did at first. Mm-hmm. But now it's like, holy shit! Yeah. Like it's
well, it's bad. And now we're getting to like near the end of season five. Well, middle and towards the end, when he's got Sansa, that Ramsay's got Sansa. And is obviously raping her mercilessly every night and making Reek watch.
Yeah, that was a brutal scene. Yeah, that was definitely.
Yeah, that was a little much. Yeah. But Theon obviously woke up and said, "Okay, I need to make amends here." So,
yeah, shit's going down. Yeah.
Shit's going down. I need to help, little fucker.
Yeah. So a lot of stuff happened in season five. It was starting off really slow for me. Mm-hmm. The first few episodes, episodes in, I was really bored with the season. Not a lot was going on. But obviously with Game of Thrones, it picks up near the second half.
Yeah.
This one surprised me because I think historically episode 9 was when stuff happened. Mm-hmm. It was always episode 9, just for the most part, episode 9 is when shit happened. Episode 10 was the aftermath.
Yeah.
And it kind of slowed down again. And then this time they kind of switched it up to episode 10.
Yeah.
1 through 9 were a little slow with a couple of things that would happen. Obviously, like Jon Snow by on the wall, and then that like White Walker zombie apocalypse.
Who?
Crazy Jon Snow. But
but then you also had Tyrion and the Stone Men.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I mean that was a really really cool and suspenseful.
That was a weird thing with him and Jorah Mormont.
Edgy watching it. Yeah,
yeah.
And now Jorah's got the grayscale.
Yeah, and he's trying to hide it, which. It's like people getting bit by zombies and hiding the shit. It's like, why are you doing that?
It's going to come back.
Just tell somebody.
It's going to pop up.
I mean, that was a really suspenseful and like gripping moment for me because I'm like, what's going on?
The like showdown with the wildlings and the watchers and then the White Walkers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was fucking like epic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That shit with all those things like falling off the wall and just, going to their death for the fuck of it and then getting up and coming after them again. I was like, oh, shit.
And then the final throwdown between Jon Snow and one of the head White Walkers.
The head White Walker, yeah.
Yeah.
You finally learn that something's going on with his sword.
The sword?
Valyrian sword. Yeah.
So
that was a big claw deal. Or whatever the hell it's called.
That's just claw. Long claw.
Long claw.
Long claw.
Bear claw.
Yeah,
because it was the bear's sword before. It was. Long claw. Gotcha.
And it's tasty, covered with honey, like a bear claw.
No, I see what you did. I was just not going to acknowledge it.
Sure, whatever.
I love you.
So yeah, just sitting here perusing. I mean, through the episodes in season 5.
Yeah.
Prepared with my fancy little iPad. Thanks, Sarah. Yeah, a lot of good stuff going on. Obviously, and then you got the struggle going on at Meereen. Yeah. With Khaleesi's and Meereen, and that's a big part of book 5. Because in the books, in books 4 and 5, George R. R. Martin decided to split characters in the West and in the East. So in book 4, it was all the characters that were in the West, in Westeros on that side, not to the west of the Narrow Sea, obviously. And then in book 5, he decided to come back out east.
Mm-hmm.
So he talked a lot about Khaleesi. You got to see like Bran, who wasn't in this season at all, which was kind of surprising. Bran Stark, he's obviously made it over the wall.
Right, yeah. Yeah,
he's made it to the children and the three-eyed raven, and he's learning to do his thing, his witchcraft stuff. So I think there's going to be more in season six about him, because he wasn't in season five at all. Seeing Arya in Bravo's training.
And going blind after she stole the face.
Her story is my favorite.
How about Arya finally getting revenge on one of the people that she wanted to get revenge on?
Yeah, wasn't a barrister?
No, it was, I'd have to look up his name.
It wasn't
keep
barrister.
Talking
no,
while I do it.
It wasn't barrister. It was,
Meryn Trant.
Meryn Trant.
Sir Meryn Trant.
Yeah, she's got...
He's the one that punched her in the face a couple of
but
times.
But she's got the list, right? This is the first one she's actually had a chance to cross off herself.
Yeah, because the other one's jocking kind
of... Well, she got one of the guys, I think, in season three when she was still with the Hound. And it was in a tavern, and she... it was the, it was one of the guys that...
Yeah,
from
she
season
like
one or
went,
two,
went right up through the hole. Yeah.
She took needle and stabbed the guy right through the throat.
Oh, that's right. You're gonna have to walk.
Yeah. So got that guy. I don't even remember his name.
Wasn't it the Tickler?
No, the Tickler was the torturer guy, and that's who I think that's who she had.
Jochen
take out.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Well, this is the first one that's actually notable that she got a chance to take out. The other one was more of an annoyance.
Yeah, so I think there's going to be more comes from that. She's going to cross a few more people off her list and just see where it goes. Her story is probably my favorite. Anyone that's ever read the books knows how they format each chapter is based on a character. So you go to a chapter, it's not chapter one, it's not chapter two, it's, you know, it's Arya, it's Sansa, it's all that jazz, which is really cool. Sometimes, though, you come across a character you really don't like and you want to skip a whole chapter, but you can't because it's upwards of like 30 to 60 pages for one chapter, so you can't really miss that much. For me personally, reading it was Sansa's story. Started to really hate Sansa. Now I feel bad for her.
So yeah,
really
I feel bad for her
to,
now.
It's really hard to hate her. But
when she was running around with Littlefinger, I was starting to like, what is she turning into?
Yeah,
is she gonna run off with Littlefinger now? What's going on?
Yeah.
That's a motherfucker I love.
Like Littlefinger?
I love Peter Baelish.
I hate Peter Baelish.
He is such a sly fucker. I love it. Him and Varys, you know.
See, I like Varys. I think
well,
Varys
I like
is
Varys
inherently
more.
Good.
I think Varys
he is a good guy, but you know he's playing the game of Thrones.
Yeah, he's playing the game.
Dun dun dun.
But he's like behind the scenes helping out Daenerys, and she doesn't even know it.
Yeah.
Because he's the one that's friends with the guy that was in the first place where she was that sold her off to Drogo, you know, and all that.
He's definitely a puppet master type.
Yeah, he is a puppet master. So, he is the spider.
So, real quick, because we're really coming close to it, does anybody want to touch on the Jon Snow Targaryen theory?
Oh, I actually just had it pulled up because I was going to bring up the R plus L equals J.
Mm-hmm.
And for those who haven't heard of it, it's a huge fan theory that's come around. It's R plus L equals J. Which
is Rhaegar Targaryen.
Yep.
Lyanna
Stark.
Lyanna Stark
equals
Jon Snow.
Right.
And I like that theory because it wasn't one of the Targaryens the one that killed Lyanna, right?
So,
yeah.
Basically, there's this whole big uproar over Rhaegar Targaryen.
Oh, for those who want to know, this is a skunky beer, also from Germany. It's a Pils. It is a Pils. It is a 5.0 original, meaning it's 5%, and it's also a. And half a liter beer. It is made by Polliner, and this is for those poor folks in Germany.
Because it's
like myself. Yeah, it's 50 euro cents just about, but it's a half liter, really good beer, and Polliner makes it. It's one of their no-name beers, so it's pretty good. So as you say in Germany, you say Prost.
Prost.
There it is.
Yeah.
You got to really drag it out.
Back to the story. Rhaegar Targaryen goes and hauls away Ned Stark's sister, and they're off for a while. And it starts a war.
Yeah.
Basically.
Because Robert Baratheon, for those who don't know, was like in love with Lyanna
Stark.
He was betrothed.
Yeah,
he was betrothed to her.
And
he loved her.
Yeah.
So.
And so they go off. Ned goes off with Robert. And they go to try to, you know, fight him and bring her back.
Mm-hmm.
And in the process, his father ends up dying at the hands of Jaime Lannister.
No.
The Mad King.
The
Mad King ends up. Yep. Kingslayer kills him. Yep.
And then
who was his king at the time?
Yes, who was his king?
He was
Robert Baratheon becomes king
in
the process, and Ned Stark comes back with a baby. So Rhaegar Targaryen kills Lyanna, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because Robert always said if he had have gotten his hands on Rhaegar, you know, he'd have killed him himself.
Yeah, yeah. So Ned Stark comes back with his kid, and he says that it's his, and it's really out of character, and
yeah.
Like, he's this guy of upstanding moral fiber, and all of a sudden he has a bastard son, Jon Snow.
And kind of everybody's like, I don't buy this. Who's the chick?
Yeah.
Oh, even Robert Baratheon's character in season one touches on like on Ned's or Ned Stark's upstanding character. Yeah. Like,
when are you going to tell me?
Yeah.
He says when he's sitting down with him. So, yeah.
But even touches on like his incomparable moral fiber. As Jables here said, like, it was totally out of his character.
Yep.
You know, he tries to rationalize with him, like, you know, we were young, we were at war, we never knew if we were coming home. So, it's
and
a really cool...
And you're the only one that brought back a baby.
Yeah, it's a really cool fan theory, and if you have a chance, you can watch a really good YouTube video. Just type in R plus L equals J.
Hmm. Yeah. So, basically, the theory falls around the Targaryens having that second life.
Mm-hmm.
Like Daenerys walking into the fire and burning, and well, not burning, and yeah. More likely
not being touched by fire.
Exactly,
because she is the mother of dragons.
And so, you know, it's theorized that, you know, the Targaryens have this second life.
Yeah,
like cats have nine lives, the Targaryens have two, and they become, you know, into power after they lose that first life.
Yeah.
So the theory is that Jon Snow will be brought back through the purifying fire. Because obviously,
because they're going to burn the body.
They burn the body.
Yeah, because they don't want it to come back as a White Walker.
Yeah,
so they're going to burn the body.
So will it burn?
It probably won't.
Okay, so but that's the theory.
Yeah, and it's a good one.
Yeah, it's actually
it's cool. It's entertaining. You know, yeah. I've never really read any like supporting things from George R. R. Martin.
He's probably not going to answer.
No, of course not.
Until it happens.
Unless he's reading, it's like, that's not a bad idea.
Yeah, I don't recall
since
reading
we know he hasn't written the book yet.
I'm not really a fan of bringing people back. I'm all about killing them though.
Yeah,
reading anything in the book, I never really came across anything that would hint that is a thing. But you know, it's a fan theory, so it's fun.
Yeah.
They're fun to read.
I like fan theories when they're at least backed with some kind of good thinking.
Exactly.
And this is a pretty solid theory.
It's a pretty a pretty good one.
Yeah. So, yeah. It's interesting. And plus, there's the scene with R plus J, and then it has John off in the... No. R plus L equals J. Sorry. R plus L. It's carved into one of the posts in the Night's Watch.
Oh, is it?
Main area. The cafeteria or something.
Okay.
And it has Jon Snow in the scene.
I have not seen that.
Yeah. One of those fun little Easter eggs.
Yeah.
Which I am terrible at spotting, so don't ever count on me.
I'm usually pretty bad at it, yeah.
I'm not good at them.
I usually have to read reports on Easter eggs.
I enjoy it, really reading the stories about Easter eggs.
Yeah, I think that's fun. In like the first or the second season. So wow. It dates there back for a while.
Yeah, so that's a while. I haven't seen the first few seasons in quite some time.
See,
yep, there
you
go. Oh, yep.
Yep, there it is.
Producer Mo has found the picture, and yeah, it is. Kit Harington's dumbass face. Just kidding. Stick to being Jon Snow. No, it's been pretty good. Pretty good. Love the Game of Thrones. It's a great show. I keep telling Jay here to read the books.
I read all the way up to like halfway through the fourth book. They're so long-winded.
They are long, but they're great.
It's like reading Stephen King's.
There's like a part of my life missing right now because I don't have Game of Thrones to read.
I found this one.
Oh. Harry Potter. Ron and Lavender.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
Yep. So what is this new format thing you speak of? I'm not...
So,
he didn't listen to the finale.
No, I was...
I was in transit coming from the Deutschland to here and didn't have my phone anymore with my Podomatic app. I still haven't downloaded the Podomatic app to my new cell phone here. I need to do it. I will.
But, so what we're doing is we're cutting the show shorter. It helps us out in the long run, helps you guys out who are... You know, spending your time listening to us.
Yeah, because I mean, an hour to an hour and a half is really hard to listen to.
I guess so. I mean, yeah, I can see.
If you don't know us and you're listening to us for the first time, we can get kind of long-winded sometimes. And filling up that hour is pretty tough, too.
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, we're 35 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes in an hour we pack like 19 subjects in there, and we scheduled for 5.
Exactly.
So we're cutting it off at half an hour-ish.
And obviously, I'm leaving like a buffer for editing.
Leaving a buffer for editing because there's going to be a couple of minutes where we're going to need to.
There's going to be also a couple of minutes added down to the end of it for
a new song.
A new song.
Oh, oh yes, I've heard of this.
Are you ready for this?
I don't know if I'm
ready.
Are
you ready for this?
I would walk 500 miles for it.
I would walk 500 more.
Ooh.
Just to be the man who walked 1,000 miles? Maybe?
Maybe.
Maybe.
So, on behalf of the Spoken Jays, I'm JB.
And I proclaim that I am Jay.
Nice.
Yeah.
And, of course, we have our special guest.
Cody.
And as always...
with the cool nickname.
Yeah.
And as always, in the background...
Me.
Producer Mo.
Yeah. So, thank you for stopping in and joining us in our little universe, and...
enjoy the music.
Enjoy.
Winter is coming.
That's what I just did.
I know. I was doing your horns there.
Shut up. Right.
When I wake up, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who wakes up next to you. When I go out, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. And if I get drunk, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who gets drunk next to you. And if I heave out, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who's havering to you. But I would walk 500 miles.
Don't